Will you do whatever it takes to achieve your health and fitness goal, to win the competition, to lose weight, to get into great shape, to be healthy? And a lot of people say, absolutely not. I love my food. I don't like to exercise. I love my alcohol. I don't want to stop smoking. I'm going to stay exactly the way I am now, and I don't care. And I really respect those people because they've made a decision and they stick to it. Then there's people who say, I'm definitely going to do whatever it takes and this is my goal. I need to lose X amount of kilos, or I want to be able to run this fast or this far. I want to be able to compete in this competition. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And a challenge comes along, or it's hot or it's cold, or they're busy or they're stressed, and they just give up. And I often wonder why, when somebody has said to themselves and to other people, I'll do whatever it takes, and then whatever comes along and they stop and often don't start again. Why does that happen? And what is the inspiration, or what is the driving force behind the people that will actually do whatever it takes? So whether it's hot or cold, or they're busy or they're stressed or they're hungry, or there's a big challenge or a big problem, they still go and do it, and they lose the weight, they get fit, they get healthy, they get strong, they become lean, they win the competition, or they are ready for the competition and they just do it. So what's the difference between the people who don't do whatever it takes, or they say they're going to and they don't, and the people that actually do whatever it takes, do whatever it takes? How's that for a question? So from personal experience, when people ask me, Roe, what is your goal, and is there a barrier or will anything stop you from doing it? My answer is always exactly that. No, because I will do whatever it takes. And I can share that passionately because I always have a purpose and a reason for what I'm going to do. So there's my big question. If you want to lose weight, if you want to get fit, if you want to be healthy, if you want to change the way you look or feel physically and mentally, what's your reasons for doing it? Why do you want to do it? And it seems, without exception for me, everybody that I've chatted to, asked, worked with, had the pleasure of coaching, the people that have made big changes and maintained those changes, the response for the question, why did you change, is always the same: because I had a big reason why. Now, there might be hundreds of reasons why you want to do something, or you might only need one reason. Is it possible, though, that the more reasons why, or the bigger the reason why, the more likely you are to do whatever it takes and actually achieve the goal? So it might be that the doctor told you were going to die, or your child told you that you were fat, or your children said to you, please, can you be healthy? I don't want to lose my mum or my dad or my grandparents. And I'm just using personal examples of people that have shared with me. I was standing in front of the mirror. My little girl said to me, Mummy, you're fat. You need to lose weight. And that was the determining factor. That was my big reason why I changed, because my daughter made me really aware of how my weight was affecting her. I didn't think I was doing that badly until the doctor said, if you don't change, you're going to die. And of course, I didn't want to die, so my life changed. I didn't have any motivation to exercise. I didn't have any motivation to do my sport until my son said to me, Daddy, I want you to play cricket with me, or I want you to play rugby with me, and you're not fit enough. Can you please get fit enough so that you can play with me? And that turned a man's life around. And I'm just giving you, again, personal examples. Now, the reverse of that, really interestingly, I've got the exact examples of people where their children have said, or their doctor have said, or their partner have said exactly the same thing, and they didn't make a change. So a child has said to their parent, please, can you lose weight because you're unhealthy? I don't want you to die. And they've continued to eat large amounts of food, to smoke, to drink, and haven't lost any weight and have remained unhealthy. I've had plenty of people in my life where the doctor said to them, if you don't lose weight, or if you don't change the way you live your life, you will actually die. And they have. They haven't changed their life and they've died. So I don't know if the external motivation works. Is it possible that we need an internal motivator? A lot of people have shared with me that the reason that they've lost weight, and enormous amounts of weight, is that they saw themselves in the mirror or in a window reflection or on a video. A lot of people have honestly shared with me that they stopped looking in the mirror because they were either eating too much or not exercising or both, and they weren't concerned about the way they looked until one day by accident they caught their reflection, or they were snapped in a photo, or somebody had them in a video at a wedding, and they just went, oh my God, that's me, and look what's happened to me, I look terrible, and they've made a change. I'm asking all of these questions because as a personal exercise coach, as an exercise professional, as an athletic coach, a parent, a teacher, if somebody shares their goals with you and they've asked you to help them to achieve their goals, how do we make sure that even if they say, I'll do whatever it takes, that they do, that they actually achieve their goal? And could it be important to have a strategy, to have a plan for if you get tired, if you get sick, if you get injured, if you're busy, if you're stressed? And I often ask my clients to give me that in their own words, and I record their own voice. I ask first, of course, but I ask, if you ever come up with an excuse or reason or justification for not doing whatever it takes, what advice would you give yourself? If there's a day that it's too hot or it's too cold or you're too busy or you're stressed, what advice will you give yourself about achieving your goal? And I get them to record in their own voice what advice they would give to themselves. It's that beautiful question. If you were your own high performance results coach, eating or exercise coach, and you come up with an excuse for not doing something to achieve your goal, what advice would you give yourself so that there's a strategy? Often when people don't achieve their goals, they it seems that it's really easy to blame the weather or their job or their boss or their lack of time, or there's a whole list of reasons that people come up with for not achieving their goals. But what if we could knock all of those out at the start? So give me all the things that have come up in the past, barriers that have stopped you from achieving your goals, and then let's give yourself advice on how you're going to handle that. So if it's a really hot day, what will you do? If you're really busy, what will you do? And I share that again personally because when people ask me, Rowie, will you do whatever it takes? I am that person. If I've got a 4 o'clock flight or I have to be at the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll get up at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning because I never miss an exercise session. I plan my days around my exercise sessions because I've got a big why. My big why is I love the way exercise makes me feel. I love feeling fit and strong and young. I love that being able to think really clearly. I love the way that exercise makes me feel. So it is a priority in my life. That's my big why. So I'm asking you, what's your big why? And if you are a coach, would it be important to find out what other people's why is? And when people share with you, I'll do whatever it takes, I used to believe that. Unfortunately, I've had lots of people share with me, I'll do whatever it takes. But if they got busy or if they got stressed or if they didn't have time or they were something came up in their life, they just dropped their exercise or they dropped their plan for achieving their goal. So now I always ask the question, if you're prepared to do whatever it takes, what is that? So what will you do if these situations come up? One of the interesting ones is if somebody tries to steal your dream. Somebody says to you, and I'll give you just a really interesting example. I've had two very, very specific men have shared with me that their wives didn't want them to lose weight because they were scared that they would lose their husbands. One man in particular said to me, my wife feeds me large amounts of food. She's the best cook, but I know she does that because she wants me to stay overweight. Every time I try and lose weight, she feeds me more food. Every time I talk about going to the gym, she finds other things for us to do. And when we got down to it, he said, yes, I think that she doesn't want me to lose weight. Interestingly, when we chatted with her, that's exactly what she said. I don't want to lose my husband, so I want to keep him fat so that he's not attractive to anybody else. Now, I'm sharing that with you because they're all the different things that we deal with as exercise professionals. We might wonder why somebody's not achieving their goal. They've shared with us, I'll do whatever it takes. But if a guy's got a wife who's feeding him extra food and not wanting him to exercise because she doesn't want him to lose weight, that could be a major barrier. So do we need to find out whether the people in our clients' lives are supportive of what they're doing? What if they're not? And that's a great question to ask your client. What if your partner or your mum or your brother or your sister or somebody in your life is not supportive of this amazing goal that you're on? Will you still want to achieve your goal? What are the things that you're going to say to that person if they try and stop you? Once again, I've had clients who've shared with me that their partner doesn't want them to do their sport or doesn't want them to compete in a bodybuilding competition or a martial arts competition. So they're fighting against their partner and trying to train for their particular event. So do we need a set of tools to be able to help our clients so that if somebody says, I don't want you to do that, or I don't think you should do that, or I don't think you can do that, that's another really big one where clients have shared with me, oh, my partner told me that I'm too unfit or the wrong body shape, or I definitely, like, you know, who do you think you are to be able to stand on stage in a bikini? You'll never be able to do that. Or who do you think you are competing in a bodybuilding competition? You'll never be able to do that. What do you say to those people? And unfortunately, from personal experience, again, I've had lots of clients that have given up on their personal goal because somebody in their life has told them that they can't do it, or they're not good enough, or they don't want them to do it. There's that interesting statement that comes from a lot of partners. It's me or your sport. It's me or your bodybuilding. It's me or your gym. You have to choose between us, and it's an ultimatum. And interestingly, there's been lots of my clients where they've chosen their partner and they've given away their dream. They've given away their sport. They've given away their health and fitness to be with their partner. And everybody has the right to do that, of course. We all get to choose. We're adults. We get to choose how we want to live our life. But if you have somebody come to you and they share, I want to achieve this goal, these are all the reasons why, I'll do whatever it takes, could it be a great question to ask, what does that actually mean to you? And maybe bring up the barriers that could come up. What if there's people in your life who are not supportive? What if you get busy? What if you get injured? It's interesting because I live with an elite athlete who is often injured, but it's never a reason for him to not train. If he's got a sore knee, he trains, he kicks with the other leg. If he's got a sore elbow, he punches with the other arm. If he's got lower leg injuries, he just uses his upper body. There's never an excuse or justification for not training. There's always, let's find a way. There's that amazing quote, I'll do whatever it takes. But of course, for each individual person, that is different. The whatever it takes is different. So as coaches, should we find out? So for this particular unique individual human sitting in front of me, should I find out what that actually means to them and bring up the scenarios? So I'll list them off again. What if you get busy? What if you get stressed? What if you haven't got time? What if you get injured? What if you get sick? What if your family's not supportive? What if your partner's not supportive? What if you don't have enough money? Should it be the questions that we ask? So you want me to be your coach, and obviously I'm a professional and you're going to invest money in me, but what are we going to do if the situation comes up that you don't have any money? Because when somebody says, I'll do whatever it takes, there are people who will find the money. They'll do whatever it takes to find the money to be able to continue with their training. And for other people, it's, well, no, I'll have to stop doing my training because that's not for me. I won't tap into my family's resources to be able to do my sport or do my training. So the beautiful, I'll do whatever it takes, is a lovely, fashionable statement. But should we ask the question, what does that actually mean for you? And when somebody makes a commitment, it's one of those beautiful questions. Are you on track or off track to achieving this goal? How committed are you? If you're 100% in, I'm 100% in. If you're only 95% in, then maybe I'm 100% out. You might be the kind of person who wants to invest time with people who are serious about achieving their goals. You might have been tricked a couple of times like I have, where people have said, I'll do whatever it takes, but that wasn't really the case because I didn't ask enough questions and find out what exactly that was. I'll do whatever it takes. And I needed to find that out. And it turns out that if they got busy or if they got tired or if they got stressed, that they were going to stop. So who do you want to invest your time with? What kind of athletes, what kind of humans, what kind of people do you want to have in your client base? And if it's people who will do whatever it takes, should it be a really good idea to find out what that actually is. And last but not least, what will you do? What are your goals? Why are they important to you? And will you do whatever it takes? Another interesting question to ask, how will you feel if you don't achieve your goals? Yes, I want to do it, and yes, I'll do whatever it takes, and yes, I'll give you my commitment. But what a great thing to consider. How will you feel if you don't do it? And sometimes that can be the driving force for people. They want to achieve the goal. They don't know whether they can. But the pain of not achieving the goal and staying the same as they are now can be the really major driving force. So, for instance, some people are wanting to lose weight. They don't know that they can lose weight. So if you ask the question, how will you feel when you're healthy, fit and strong and in great physical condition, they say, yes, I'll feel great and I'll love that, but they're not really sure that can happen. But when you ask the question, how will you feel if you don't? How will you feel if you stay the same? Or worse, how will you feel if you go up a size or two or three sizes? How will you feel if your resting heart rate goes up and your blood pressure goes up? How will that make you feel? And sometimes that can be the driving force that gets people thinking differently. And that's probably the biggest question of all. If I keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, is it possible that somebody will come along and say, you're insane? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So is it our responsibility as coaches to get people to make change, not to change people? There's been a great suggestion by the behavioral scientists and psychologists that we can't change anybody. Can we inspire somebody? Can we motivate somebody? Can we educate somebody to want to change? And that's a whole different story. There's that great question. If somebody needs to lose weight and you tell them you should lose weight, that might not go down very well, particularly if you're the husband who says that to a wife. However, if somebody comes to you and says, please, can you help me lose weight? I really need to lose weight. Here's all the reasons why. I'll do whatever it takes because then maybe we've got a different headspace. We've got a different psychology. So it's a really great question. Will you do whatever it takes? What does that actually mean to you? And what happens if the change doesn't happen? How will that make you feel? So if you really want to help people to achieve their goals, is it possible that we need to tap into their unique and personal psychology, not assume that we know what's going on inside their headspace? And yes, should we know what their goals are, why they want to achieve those goals? If they are going to do whatever it takes, what does that actually mean? And what barriers have held them back in the past? And let's get rid of those barriers so that we can actually help people to do what they've promised themselves they would do. Could that be an exciting coaching experience? What a great question.